The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Daf Kav Ches. Daf Kav Ches, Bava Metzia. This, Rabbi Yisai, is the daf where we learn about the Dinei Hachroza, the responsibility of the finder who finds the Aveda to go and return the Aveda. How did he do it? Does he put up the signs? And does he have to put ads in the newspaper? Is he required to spend money to it? What happens if the person doesn't come? To what extent does he have a chiyuv to guard that item? Etc. These are all the dinim that go into finding the loser. So let's see Bez Hashem. I'm going to go in Bez Hashem. We want to go step by step today to try and, step by step, push it to give a person a guidebook. What do I do when I find this Aveda? Bez Hashem, we'll see the simanim, which simanim are considered good simanim. If the person knows the makim, the place where the item was lost, he can't just give back the Aveda to any person and says, yeah, it's mine. He has to have proper simanim that we see the entire daf today discussing if he finds it and how much time do I have to keep up the sign for and what happens somebody else takes down the sign. And then the Gemara goes on and talks about what about in the shuls and the Gemara talks, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the special Eben HaToyin that the Gemara discusses where they would go together to get for the Aveda. And what exactly do I say in my sign? What do I tell the person? If I'm going to give away the simanim, found a hat, it has a band. The band is a little bit old. It's a little bit shvach. And on the inside, there's a piece of thing, a piece of string sticking out. If I'm going to write that on the sign, but if I write too little, then he's not going to know. So Bez Hashem today, let's go step by step what happens when you find an Aveda in the street. And like I said, when you find an Aveda, so let me say, let's go step by step. Number one, the first halach is that when he finds this Aveda in the street, this is halach number one. When the person finds the Aveda in the street, so then the halach is, he has to know that being that the Torah made him responsible for it, he's responsible to pick it up and to do the mitzvah Shabbat Aveda. So there's two halachas. Number one, we saw already that if he would just walk by and not pick up the Aveda, so then the halacha is over on an Aveda. We saw he's over on a lot of Avedas, maybe he's over on Gizel even, etc. What happens now? He didn't pick up the Aveda. He walked right by. It's a type of Aveda which he's supposed to pick up. There's a simon, etc. I'm not going into the case like we spoke about already, Barichas, many times. It was a type of Aveda he was supposed to pick up. He didn't pick it up. Somebody comes now and takes it. You know that he's not chayev bidei adam. The person, the finder who walked by and did not pick it up, bidei adam, you can't be taydeya him in a beis din and say, pay the money. I lost my aveda because of you. But in shemayim, he's chayev lotzei bidei shemayim. The Ramban says in Dina deGarmi, it's a grama. As a result of you not picking it up and doing what was incumbent upon you, you had a responsibility to pick it up. As a result of your negligence of not picking it up, it resulted in somebody taking it. You caused him. It's called grama. Grama is not chayav bidei adam, but it's chayav bidei shemayim. But what happens, Rabbi Yisai? You picked it up. You picked it up. Your mom picked it up. And then you said, what do I need? What do I need? I don't want to say the words. These trait words. I don't want to say them. I have no choice. You say these trait words. You pick up this aveda and you say these, You say, I don't want the headache. I don't want the headache. Instead, I would like to come back in the next world as a chihuahua, right? Because I'm going to put, and you know what you do? You pick it up and you say, nah, what do I need this headache for? And then you do one of two or three many things. You go either, you just take it and go, no, and you put it right back down, right? You put it, now you know what happened? Oh, no. Now you're not chayiv bidei shamayim. Now you're chayiv bidei adam. Because the Ribbono shel Olam, when you got this Aveda, that's we'll see tomorrow, is daf and daf chavtes, that the Ribbono shel Olam, he gave you a responsibility that once it's in your hands, you are now a shomer. You're a shomer on this item. The dinim of shomer are, if you're presheya in the guarding, in the shmir of this item, you're chayim. This is a very good chia, right? You took an item that was in your responsibility. You're supposed to do all the halachas we're going to discuss today, of achraz and proclamation, etc. And what did you do? You took it and you put it down in the middle of the street. That is the absolute biggest tree in the world. Yechayev, unbelievable. Can I try explaining this to a guy? The guy who understands finders, keepers, loses, weepers, right? We hold, no. Not only finders, keepers, loses, weepers is wrong. We hold that if you didn't pick it up, if you went and picked it up and then put it back down, you were negligent. Yechayev, unbelievable. Ah, great to be a yid. I'll go pun him. Now, another halacha. I'll give you another example of where this headache, what do I want this headache for? So I once discussed with Tavil Yashiv. I still want to say this. I saw it a little bit different than when I discussed with Rav Yashiv. I understood from Yashi, what happens if you have a police department and you want to give the Aveda, this lost item, to the police department? Now, Muskel Rishon, our first reaction has to be, of course not, right? You have a responsibility. You're a Shomer. A Shomer can't be moister over to a different Shomer. Your responsibility is to take care of this Aveda. So you're not allowed to go and give it to a police department. And I'll say even more. All right, the police department, how do they give back lost items? I don't know if they work like us. A police department, you know, I lost the diamond ring. Right? Okay, comes inside. Does it look like this? Ah, that's Taked 1. In halacha, that is asr. That's forbidden. You wouldn't be allowed to give it back to such a person. He didn't give a simon. He didn't tell all these things. Not only that, if he's, it could be in certain situations. If he's a rama, he's a non-religious person, for example, even though it's not his fault, but he was brought up in that type of attitude. So then perhaps, if he's going to give a simon even, but if he says he gives a simon, it could be we don't believe him either. We don't even believe him. We saw him yesterday, tomorrow. The person is a ramai. He's a person who can't be believed. You're not even allowed to return it to him. So to give it to the police in such a situation, again, the same idea. If the police department would go and give it to that person, and it was found out afterward that he was the wrong person, who's chayiv? Not the police. You're chayiv. You were a shomer, and you didn't do the responsibility of a shomer. But l'maisa, I once talked to Yashiv. What happens if you know, I don't believe the case is so common, but let's say you know that the police department mamish does things, Shulchan Aruch and that type of way, but I don't believe it's going to be very common. But they would only give it back if they mamish looked into it and checked it out. It's very hard to believe, but if that would be the case, Rabbi Asher told me you would be allowed to give it to the police department, and that would be a good form of a returning of the item. You'd be kilu mekayim your mitzvah in that way. You're making it easier for the person, because there's quite a large possibility that the person, where is he going to go and look for his lost object? He's going to go talk to the police department. Rabbi Asher did ma'aseh. He was ma'aseh for Nekuda. What happens if the police department has a rule that we'll take your Aveda, but we're not a machsan, you know, we're not a storage house for Avedas, right? So if the owner, the real owner of this lost item doesn't come in 20 days, 30 days, you get it, right? So that is, what is that? That's mamish, that's the opposite of the Torah HaKadoshah. So, but maybe Dina de Malchus Adina, here Rabbi Yashiv told me that we do not apply the halachas of Dina de Malchus Adina when it's a direct Sida to the Torah HaKadoshah, and therefore in such a situation, you would tell the police department, you would take it back from them, say, oh, thank you, I appreciate this, and of course, you would have to go into the halachas, so we'll see in a minute what happens when the owner doesn't come for the Aveda. Now we'll get to Bez Hashem. That's the first thing. Second of all, the Chiyiv Mitaraisa, we learn that already, this is our sugi, the Gemara discusses it, there's a Chiyiv Ad Matzai Chayiv L'Hachar, the Mishnah discusses until when, but we know that the Mechilta Darshan's out, Parshas Kiseitse, there's a Chiyiv Mitaraisa to do Hachazah, it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. It's a Mitzvah Daraisa, you know, you have to remember this, sometimes the headache, which is going to take you to the Oilam Haba, this headache of doing Hashabbos Aveda, Oilam Haba, not a headache, this is a head, I don't know, rush, this is not a headache, this is a galvanic head thing, this is headstrong, this is something wonderful in your head. So he has this mitzvah now. What is the responsibility of the hachraza? Ramasha, we know there's a mitzvah to write to proclaim. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, if a person's at a chasen, there's a very common case. And you find a ring, or you find something, you have to get a real hachraza. That's how it was in the olden days. You used to get up, have to have an atoyim, the Gemara said, and they would make a clap. Rabbi Yitzai, we found that this, you had the chasen, you'd have a chiyuv to get on the bed, you know, mak over that Mordechai Ben Fried fellow, mak him over for a second. You know, one second, you take his microphone, and you say, excuse me, Rabbi Yitzai, I found a ring. Don't start describing it, obviously. I find the ring, which we carry, and we praise it. You know, you say, I find the ring, and then the other person will have to come and give the proper simonim. One of the very good simonim that the person can give, our sukkah brings all types of simonim. One very good simon that the person would have to bring is, look, I have the appraisal paper in my house, right? And if this is my ring, then the appraiser would be able to make a shidduch between the ring and the piece of paper. He'll say, look, this is the ring that I had, right? And I have this paper that says that I had a 2-carat ring, right? I don't know numbers. I could have just said something very cheap and very expensive. But I had this 2-carat ring. You look on the paper and it's etched in. That's a good thing. It's simon, obviously. So that's what you have to do. Add a chasana. You get a mitzvah daraisa. Not only that, I would want the mitzvah by Yisrael Shluchai. I would say, I would knock over the... Hey, I would knock over the singer fellow with myself, and I would take the microphone, mitzvah is mitzvah. I want to get the mitzvah of doing the hachraza of the Aveda. That's what I would do. Okay. I don't know if I'd rock him over. That's how big it is. I'll go find him. Oh, that's number one. Number two. I have to explain the mitzvah to both sides. Nowadays, you find an Aveda. Where am I going to put it up? I found the mitzvah, I found an Aveda in Borough Park, right? Now, am I mechuyev to take this mitzvah, this Aveda, the sign, and start putting up signs? We don't have an ability now to get up and, you know, get on the microphone. We don't have the ability. We don't have an Evan Atoyim. We don't have this central meeting place for the Avedim. I don't know why not. I don't understand. They should have such a place. Especially a place like Baruch Park, you know, a Jewish community. They should have a place. I don't know. But they don't have it. So, I can't believe we don't have it. So, where do we put it? Our Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simid Reish Tamach Zayin, where it discusses all of the halachas of Achraza, that it's responsibility to go to the shuls. Now, we'll see what shuls. And you put up signs. Why the shuls? Because that's obviously all the people that are looking for their items that are lost are Jews. Because they're the only people that have a habamin of getting it back. Right? So they look, you go and you put up signs at shuls. Now, which shuls? Because I were not with Mechayev me to go and put up signs at every single shul in Borough Park. You have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, there's a finder of the object and there's a loser of the object. He also has a responsibility to somewhat look for his lost item, which means he's going to have to look for the signs. So the responsibility says there are no clear 100% gedarim. We're learning out from our Gemara, the Gedarim, but our Gemara has a totally different Matthias than we have. Just go to the Eben HaTayin and the Beis HaMikdash, that's what they did. Or in the shuls, and you have to understand it by side. In those days in Europe, there was one shul. You know there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Or Chaim? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that a person, he has, let's say, he's walking past the shul in the morning. And they say that they're davening, etc. He's not allowed to walk past the shul because he looks like an apikairus. Why are you not coming in and davening with them? The person can say nowadays it's a halacha kiman that doesn't apply. Because I'll tell you why he's walking by. He's davening in a different shul. He doesn't look like an apikairus that he's not davening with them. They had one shul. That was the mitzvahs in those days. Being that they had one shul, so that now you understand that it was very easy in those days. You took the sign, you put it up in the shul. Agav, it speaks about in Shulchan Aruch that they used to, in Chelek Beis and Mishabura talks about, I think in Timon Kuflam and Beis, in the Kuflam of the discusses that they used to actually be makers around the Valisi and Ashrei. They used to get up in the shul and they'd say somebody found such and such, right? But we don't do this nowadays. So which shul do I put it into? We don't have just one shul. We have 20 shul. So the place can say you put it in the big shul. You know, if there's a shtibol where there's like a minion factory, you can assume, again, you put it in the couple of the big shuls, or you also put it in the area where it was found, like on a bus stop over there near where it was found, and a couple of stores where it was found. You do your basic ishtadlis, and you have to remember that the loser is also trying to find it. How long do you keep it up for? Isaac said something about shlosh with golem, and 3 days and 7 days. Of course, that's talking, the Gemara is trying to bring out a point. You have to put it up for a feasible amount of time that the person is going to be able to get there in time and find it and be able to look through things. So it's the same idea by us. You have to leave up the sign for the assumed amount of time. You can assume that the possibility that there's a normal possibility that anybody who had lost such an item would tack or go around and look for his item in the shul, etc. You can't give a number. I saw some place can say 2 weeks and 1 week. Like Rav Moshe says, keep it up as long as possible. Just leave it there and don't take it down. And when the Gabbai takes it down, it's no longer your problem. That to me is the most misabitika thing because you can't give an exact number. There's no exact number that you can assume at what point he should have seen it if he was going to see it. Okay, that's number three. Now, the next Nakuda Rabbi Yisai, this is also a big problem. A lot of times people put up the sign, you know, that he finds like a pen. I'm not going to go into now. It could be discussed. Not every pen you have to return. Sometimes you can keep. But, you know, he finds like a glove, this, that, and he puts it up on the sign. Found. Glove. Thank you very much. You know, it's absolutely awesome. If it's not something you needed to return, then you're allowed to. Fine. It's yours. You do what you want with it, right? But I comment that you have a mitzvah to Shabbos Aveda, and you have a responsibility to be a shomer on this item. You can't put it up on your sign. No sign. Just put glove on the wall, you know? You can't do that. You have a responsibility to put up signs and try and find the rightful owner, and he has to give simanim, etc. It's a process. That's the whole entire perek elam tzias. There's no such thing. But again, I say, if it's a pen and he anyways didn't have to return it, do what he wants, right? But if it's something that he actually has a responsibility to return, he's not permitted to put it up on the sign. What about putting ads in newspapers? Am I responsible to put ads in newspapers? And the place can say very simple. It's interesting. The Chassam Sefer says, yes. Now, the place can all right away, they all scream, the Chassam Sefer, what are you talking about? We know you're not supposed to lose money for the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. You have to lose time, you have to lose effort, but money, it's not, I don't have to lose money for the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So then, what does the Chassam Sefer mean that you have to put ads in newspaper? So I just think it's mitzvahs. I think the mitzvahs is, like nowadays, a lot of Heimish newspapers, you know, the weeklies and whatever, they do it for free. In those newspapers that they do it for free, they have a lost and found section, right? Then of course you have a responsibility. I can't say, of course, you have to, but it's a very, very misabritic way that a person would have a responsibility to call up the newspaper company and say, listen, I found something, please put it in this week's edition of the lost and found section. If it costs money, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv to go. Now, there's a gras, we discussed this a bit yesterday. Of course, if there's a seichel, you found some $20,000 diamond ring, right? And it's going to cost you $50 to put an ad in the newspaper. So Paiskim say, since it's obviously understood that the person would want you to do this, and they'll obviously reimburse you, so then it becomes your responsibility to even put such a thing in this paper. How do you do the math? You have to figure out, is it worth it or not? Right? You know, the fellow lost a watch, which cost $50, and the ad in the newspaper is going to cost $40. It's not worth it. He wouldn't want you to do that, right? You just have to do math. You have to just figure it out. Ask a Rav. If you're not sure, you ask a Rav. Right? That's what's required in the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. So this is all in the Dinei Hachraza. Now, Rabbi Isai, what happens, Rabbi Isai? Nobody comes. No, nobody came. Right? I have this Aveda. I put it up for the right amount of time. I did what I'm supposed to do. Now I have this item and nobody came. So we know that the halacha is Munachat Shiyavo Eliyahu. We're waiting for Eliyahu every day and we hope he's going to come, but the Maita, you're responsible to keep it until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Is there any Eitz? Right? Is there any Eitz? In my house, I'll have a bag of Avedis, yay big, and this, like everywhere you go, it's going to be like a little place for him in the house, right? And then boom, the rest of the house, the Avedis, right? Is there any Eitz? So this is Gemara. The Gemara, the item we'll learn tomorrow, the Gemara Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara says over there, then what happens if a person finds tefillin? The Gemara says, no, tefillin, you find tefillin on the floor. Could be discussed this once. The Gemara says, if you find tefillin on the floor, the Gemara says over there that you're allowed to actually take those tefillin right away and start using them. Says the Gemara, why are you allowed to start using the tefillin? I mean, Aveda, you're not allowed to keep the Aveda. You have to try and find the owner, and if the owner doesn't come, you have to keep it, right? He says, no, because the tefillin, I think, Lashon, Gemara Chavtes, the Gemara says, tefillin? Tefillin bei bar chavu mishka shchichi, right? They're very common. It's not like us. The Rambam says, because the guy doesn't mind if he uses tefillin. So the Rambam learns this tomorrow. Because he says it's a mitzvah. We discussed once. It's a mitzvah. He doesn't mind if he uses tefillin. But the Torah, and so paskins the Sma, and so paskins the Shach, they say different stuff. They say, since it's shchichi, it's common. It's very common. It's something, you just get another one. So then, he doesn't mind if you take his item, go and use his item, and you'll just pay him back for the item. Because he'll be able to get another item just like it. So, for example, in those days, tefillin, it says over here, are very common. So no problem, because that guy doesn't mind. He has his tefillin, he has my tefillin. What does he care? We'll see in a minute. Obviously, our mitzvah has changed. But he doesn't care. He has my tefillin, that tefillin, etc. So therefore, if you tried, you did your mitzvah of faith, you tried to find the owner. So now, I wasn't successful in finding the owner. So what you're allowed to do, and remind you of times like this, tack and the tshuva, and this is very mekubal nowadays, is all these items you're allowed to tack and take for yourself. You write down the barak, you figure out what the shuk value is, what the value of these items are. You write it down on your little pad and paper, you keep it in your wallet, etc. And when Eliyahu Navi comes, you'll tell him, look, I took this item for myself. Do you know whose item this is? Eliyahu Navi is going to know. He's going to tell you who the owner was, Taka. He'll bring you to the owner, fly you on a carpet, right? He'll fly you over to this fellow, and he'll tell you, this is him. Then the guy that, listen, buddy, I used your item. So if you still have the item, right, give him back the item. If you took the item and you threw it in the garbage, you didn't want, excuse my English, but the headache. Right? So then, he'll tell you, fine, you owe me such and such, and the guy won't mind, because he can just buy a new one in the store, right? Now, the emphasis, though, everybody say, is with the case Dafka, that the Gemara gave the example, nowadays, that's definitely not true. I have my tefillin, right? Say the price game, what if you assume that the guy wants his thing specifically? So then you can't do this, because I don't want you to get another pair of tefillin for me, I want those tefillin, right? Or for example, let's say I have a special, it's maybe a certain, could be, sentimental things. It's hard to know. Maybe photographs, maybe this, that, different things, right? Maybe a photo album, etc. Different things that you can assume that he doesn't want just the money value and the ability to buy a new one, right? He wants his specific villain. I think villain is Dafka the best guy. I think, a talus, I don't know how much of us care that I should have Dafka my talus. Right? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know if anybody cares specifically to have his talus, his sweater, his scarf. These things, I don't think people care so much specifically. So in that situation, nobody came. You'd be able to take the item, evaluate it, write it down, and now you'd be able to use the item and decide, and either throw it out or use it, etc. Because the guy doesn't care specifically to have his item. Mashenking things that you can assume, which I think, I would want my tefillin. My tefillin from my bar mitzvah, which I know I checked, etc. These are my tefillin. These are the tefillin. This is my siyata d'shmaya that I had all these years davening with these tefillin. Right? I think a person, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but a person would definitely have to ask the Rav, is this the type of item that you consume? People think, or Maisha just said a blatant heter. Some people think, Chas v'chalila, that you just take the item right away, you find it, boom, just take it right down the amount, and then you don't have to do it. Avadana. First thing is, you do a chrazza, like we explained, the proclamation. If the owner doesn't come after a normal amount of time, Then you have this heter. If it's a type of item that you can assume that he does not mind specifically to have his item, then you'll be able to write down the value. Now, Agav, it could be that if you type to write down the value, let's say it's a sweater. And I say, hey, it's a nice sweater, and I use it, right? And I write down the value, and well, now it comes, we're going to make the shidduch, me and the owner of the sweater, I'm going to give it back. What happens? The guy comes now, right? Like 2 weeks later, 2 weeks after this old miser, hey, you have my sweater. He gives you the simon, give up, you have to give it back to him, right? But now, you're giving it back, and you didn't throw it out, let's say. You have the right to have thrown it out, you didn't throw it out, you kept it, right? So now you took the sweater, you give it back to the fellow. You might have to pay now for the usage that you used the sweater for the last 2 weeks. I don't know how much that is, you know? It could be that it comes out, you actually have to pay him for it. Okay, and it's sweater, but something will be Michael, right? But it could be, maybe it's something bigger, etc. You'd have to actually pay him for that amount, right? It could be negeah, like jewelry. Sometimes ladies rent jewelry for a simcha, right? There's an actual value to that. There's a shuk value to renting a diamond ring, etc. Let's say you find this diamond ring, and now you say, look, I'll put aside the money for the diamond ring because I couldn't find the owner of the ring. And then the owner comes, right? So then when the owner comes, you have to give back the ring, you have to tell him, and I used it 3 times, etc., right? And maybe you'll have to pay for that usage during that time. Okay. Now, a few more things. Also, the place can say, let's say I find money. Now, I want to just explain. We said a lot of times that if you find money in the street, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep it because people know they lost money. But you have to differentiate. There are certain situations where money, you are going to have to return. For example, you know, the place can say, what's the reason why? Because he's miayish. He can't give a simon on the money. You know, how's he going to give a simon? And he knows he lost it, right? But let's say you have a mashal. Somebody came, I remember a few weeks ago. Somebody lost an envelope, $500 bills, right? In an envelope, right? That's a gavaldik simon, right? He knows that there were 5 bills, a million, the numbers of simon, in an envelope. That's like the Gemara's later. That's a good simon. According to the Gemara on Kafes, that would be a fine simon. It would be an absolute fine simon. And a person wouldn't be miyayish because he knows he has a simon. So in such a situation, you would have what would you do? You'd write on the sign. Again, you don't want to give away too much, right? You'd write on the sign. I don't know if you'd write on the sign, found money in an envelope. I'm not sure. That's the simon, really. You'd write on the sign, found money, right? And, you could say you found money near the yeshiva, you know, et cetera. And then the person will come and say, listen, I lost $500 bills in an envelope. That's a kavalik simon. You can give it back to him. Let's say such a situation where you find money. And the owner doesn't come. Now, am I allowed to use that money? So again, the place can say, it's the same idea. You're only going to be allowed to use this money if you'll be able to cover it when the guy comes. You know, let's say you find $500, you know. You find $50,000, right? That's it, you know, fine, that's it, I'm buying a house. You know, that's it, he goes out, he buys himself a house. 2 weeks later, the owner's going to come. The whole heter we had was what? Because when the owner comes, I'll give him the money back, I'll give him the item back, I'll give him the... Over here, what are you going to do, right? Now, what are you going to do? Let's say the diamond ring case, right? I found this diamond ring, right? And no problem, I don't want the headache of the diamond ring, so I'm just going to take the diamond ring, sell it, right? I'll have the cash, right? And then afterward, you know, I'll write down the amount of money, you know, that it was, and when he comes, I'll give it to him, you know? This guy's got holes in his shoes, and not those new, funny-looking shoes, but real holes in the shoes, you know? And he comes and he says, listen, I don't have the guy comes and says, listen, where's my ring? I give him a simon, it's mine. The guy says, you're right, it's yours. I already got rid of it. I got money instead. Right? You like my new house. you have to be responsible. You have to actually have the ability to give him back. It's more negay in the case of money. You know, you find $500, you always have to have, in your bank account, you have to know that there's always $500. It's a good thing anyway to know that you always have $500 in your bank account, I suppose. Now, just a few more nakutas, Rabbi Isai. What happens? You notify him. I found the owner. He calls up. You put your cell phone number on and he calls up. You found my, Baruch Hashem, you found my gloves. I'm freezing. Baruch Hashem, and he gives you the simon. Right? You know, okay, yeah, there's one like the pinky, it's like half off. You know, that's my glove, right? Sure. Kid to the guy comes, takes the guy says, okay, no problem. I'll come and pick it up. Right? Now, this fellow's name is Mr. Dreyer. He's Dreyer. I don't know how to say in English. He's Dreyer, you know, like, say that, Mr. Procrastinator, right? That, no problem. I'm going to come and pick it up the next time I'm in Borough Park, right? Okay, no problem. When's that going to be? 13 years. I'm coming, 13 years of Bar Mitzvah. The kid was born today. I'm coming. So in such a situation, you tell this fellow like this. There's a Shulchan Aruch, that's how you tell him. There's a Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Yutess. That the luck is if you take something and you put it in my field, right? Just come in here. I'm just leaving this here for a minute, right? Go to runs out. I'm putting it for a minute. You tell that fellow, right? That's Allah and you test. My rishos is not a machsan. My house is not a storage house. And therefore, if you give him a normal, arrow will come out of time to come. And if you don't come by that amount of time, like we said, the requirement to pick up the Aveda once it's found is on who? It's on the loser. His responsibility to come and pick it up. You give him an amount of time, which is normal to come and pick it up. If he decides not to come and pick it up, and you gave him ample notice, so then you're even allowed to be mafkaret and you can get rid of it. This works on other items also. For example, let's say, things are falling into your backyard. And it's falling from some upstairs neighbor, right? So now you have a problem. You have to do Aveda. So you put up the sign in your building. It didn't fall from the Rosh Hashanah, didn't throw it into your shoes. If it did, then he gave it to you, right? So either it fell from one of the upstairs neighbors, right? You put up the sign in the building, and everybody looked at the sign. It was up for 2 weeks or whatever. So at that point, you're allowed to say, you write this on the bottom of the sign. And by the way, if nobody comes and collects it, I guess don't write it in the first day of the sign, you're not going to have any friends, right? But you write it after 2 weeks on the sign. Being that, no one has come to claim the couch that fell inside my living room, right? So therefore, and the sign has been up for 2 weeks, sir. So therefore, I'm now taking the couch, and there's Baruch Hashem next to the bus stop. There's going to be a new bed. You're allowed to do that. It is permitted. Now, the last nekuda, I want to say one more story. Let's say the end of the situation, he did his achraze, did his thing. He kept him as rishos. What happens now? Sometimes this happens. The guy finds the wallet, big tzaddik, he puts up the sign, town wallet, does the achraze. The guy comes and says, oh, Gevaldik, you found my wallet. He gives the siman, this is my wallet. He looks inside the wallet, okay? And he says, okay, there's only $50 in here. I had $55,000 in here. What happened over here? So what's the halacha? Right? Normally, what we say, a person is, he's a might of a mixus. The halacha of might of a mixus, the island's learning bum is here. Might of a mixus, the halacha is, you have to take a shvua, okay? You gotta take a swear, you gotta swear. The Chazal made a special tikkun of the Rabbanon. The Gemara gets in that to Shulchan in the last tip in Siman Reish Samach Hey. They can see cutting the chavav over there. They made a special takana that a mighty aveda, a finder, is not required to take a shvuah. You know why? I tell you partially why. If I knew every time I'm gonna have to take a shvuah, what do I need the headache for? Then he's talking right. What do I need this headache for? They're just gonna make me swear, right? That's talacha. I want to end with a story. I don't know. I'm gonna ask my friends at Talmidei Chachamim here. Maybe they can help me with the story. That's talacha. Talacha clarifies. I go to the next step. This is a story. Somebody told me a story once. That there was mitzvah, whatever. I don't want to think who the rav was, because I don't know, I can't believe the story. But there was a certain rav, very, 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 very chashuv rav that everybody heard of, and somebody taka found the wallet. And in the wallet, there was taka $50. And the person came and he said, wow, my wallet had $100 in it. No, they went to the rav, right? So the rav said, huh, but it's not your wallet. You're right, the zeta. Then it's not your wallet. Because the person who found this wallet had $50 in it. And you're saying that your wallet had $100 in it. So it's not your wallet. Go home. Call two. Right? That was the story. I don't know. It's a great story. We all like the story. I don't believe it. Should I tell you why I don't believe the story? It can't be true, Lalo. Because obviously, how did he come and say it was his wallet? Because the fellow came and said, look, I'll prove to you that's my wallet. And he told him the credit card number. I don't know, right? Or he told him that my wallet has on the side of it a certain type of a scratch. Like Arkham Martha Stas has a certain neck. Every turn to the exact dimension. So he told him he had a sentiment, obviously, for the wallet, right? So if the fellow came and he had a siman for the wallet, right? So then it is his wallet. Now, Avada, he's going to go home anyways and only go home with the $50 because that we just saw, that the person who finds the Aveda and inside he tells you there wasn't $50, it was really $100, he's not responsible, he's not required to take his shvuah, and we believe him, right? But the story, the way it happened, that the person, he said to him, go home, it's not your wallet, I don't know if that ever happened. Okay, everybody.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.